Blog Talk Radio.
I was lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne, thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave me confidence. And I'm filled with so much gratitude that words are not enough to explain the magnitude, the passion of my love. Oh, you took everything I want, made me what I am.
You were loud,
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You have tuned in to I Am Royalty Radio Show. Hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
I am your host, Pastor Tashana Wiley. I'm just excited on today, hallelujah, because I'm expecting God to do something on this airwaves on tonight. On last night, I'm telling you, God showed up and showed out on his radio show with the Kings with Riches, and I'm expecting God on tonight to do something double portion with the Queens with Riches on tonight. Hallelujah.
Lord,
I'm letting you know that on today. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And
marvelous.
This is the day that the Lord has made just for you and me, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech thee, oh Lord, I beseech thee, send us a right now prosperity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're almost there, everybody. We're almost into 2011. Hallelujah. And this is the last show of I Am Royalty this year for 2010. And I'm telling you, I'm expecting God to do something on today. I got my cup ready to get filled up and run over. I got my plate out and my basket ready to get filled up on tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I thank all of you who have tuned in on today. I thank God for all of you who have called in on today and the switchboard and tuned into I Am Royalty Show. I thank God for all the people listening over the internet, over the telephone, the iPods, MP3 players. I thank God for everybody in the quarry, everybody who's texting me and emailing me. I thank God for you. I also thank God for you making I Am Royalty Show top 20 on Blog Talk Radio. Just in the top 20, I thank God for you. Because if it was not for you tuning in and listening in, I would not be having an Iron Royalty Show. So I thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, oh my God, oh my God. I prayed on today. And I told the Lord that every woman on today is going to give a word for 2011. Oh God, that let them be a rhema word, a right now word from heaven. Hallelujah. And I'm expecting God to do something on today. I'm expecting God to show up on the airwaves on today. I'm expecting lives to be healed, delivered, and set free, and for somebody to say, what must I do to be saved on today? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless God.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for just the opportunity to come before your people once again. Hallelujah. I want to present to some and introduce to others the Queens with Riches, I call them on tonight. Sitting in heavenly places, who's going to be speaking to you on tonight and giving you a word from heaven. I want to present to some and introduce to others. I call her my mother. She's the mother of one of the best churches in the world. Hallelujah. She's also my leader, Apostle Michael Roberts, who was on last night. This is his mother, so you think he got, he gave y'all something. Wait till you hear tonight what the mother is going to give you on tonight.
Oh,
I want to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Marcia Newsom. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God
hallelujah.
Bless you.
Say
God
something
bless
to the people
bless
on tonight.
You. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I want to present to some and introduce to other another Queen with Riches. She's my big sister. When I say big sister, I mean a real big sister. I mean she'll go to after. If I say, sis, come on, let's go to after. God got our back. She'll say, come on, let's go. You don't get too many sisters like that. You don't get too many sisters that pray for you and love you whether you're right or wrong. You don't get too many sisters that believe in the vision of God that's in your belly. Hallelujah. I want to present to some and introduce to other missionary, Bobby Smith. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want to also introduce another woman of God. I got a chance to meet her last year when I got ordained last year. She's an awesome woman of God, a dynamic woman of God. I call her a trailblazer because you can bank on whatever God has given her. You can bank on it. And she has such an awesome dynamic ministry. I'm telling you, I'm saying the word to come out of her mouth. You can just sit there and say, oh, my God, I want some more, I want some more. She was on here like a couple of months ago, and it was so good that we had went over, and everybody was saying they want her back. So she's back again. Apostle Denise Chase. Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless y'all. So glad to be here tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
And I'm telling you, we got some more dynamic women of God that supposed to call in. Is Evangelist Daphne Rowley, she's on here? Okay, she's supposed to call in as well, and she's an awesome, another woman of God, a queen with riches, sitting in heavenly places. I want the other women, I know it's some other women on the line, I want them to introduce themselves and where they're calling from, and then we're going to go and get started with the questions and what God is saying from each and every one of these women on tonight. I think I heard Sister Patricia. You are
yes,
Sister Patricia?
Sister Patricia, yes.
I want you to introduce yourself.
Praise God. I am Sister Patricia Johnson. I'm calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Praise the Lord. This is a real sister. I'm telling you, she's a prayer warrior. This is a true intercessor, a woman of God. I'm telling you, whatever I do, I can call and say, Sister Patricia, 5 minutes from now I'm going to do something. She'll say, okay, what's the number? What time it is? And she'll call in and she's faithful.
This is a woman of God that you can bank
that she's going to pray for your life. I met her a few months back. To another one evangelist, and I'm telling you, this is an awesome woman of God.
Hallelujah.
The next caller that's on the switchboard, I think your number starts with 386. Caller, you're live on the air.
This is Sister Gina Robinson. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. That's my other big sister. This is Mother Marcia's Luther's daughter. Sister Regina, Apostle Michael Robinson's big sister. Say something to the people, Sister Regina.
Well, this is my first time calling in, and so far I have been uplifted just with the acknowledgement of what God is doing and what God can do. So I am really looking forward to tonight.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm blessed for you to even be on here. I got my GL family on here tonight, and I'm telling you, I'm Apostle Chase, you just like GL family, because that's how I met the GL family. And Sister Patricia, you and GL family, too. So, I guess I got my old GL family on the air on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to start with you, Mother Newson, on tonight. I want you to begin to speak to the women, because there's a lot of women out there listening all over the world. Speak to them right now to what the Lord has given you for the women for 2011.
Glory to God. God has given me that as we're living in these end times. Praise God. So many people have so many uncertainties. The world is full of restless people not knowing which way to go. I even watched a TV show today where the doctor was talking about so many people, adults with the attention deficit disorder. And I was thinking about on today from Joel 2 and 28 and also Acts 2 and 17, where God told us that he was going to pour out his spirit in the last days. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And I would just like to witness for myself that I denied my calling for so long because I came up with an excuse all the time. Well, I'm single. Well, this. Well, that. And then when the Spirit of God finished ministering, then God was so patient with me for being so ignorant for so long. And not really getting to know or wanting to get to know God for myself. It took me some years to get to the point that God can use you. God can take an unwed mother and turn her into an evangelist. God can take a drunk and make her a missionary. God can take a prostitute and turn her into a pastor. God can do all manner of things with women. And no matter what our station is like, whether we're single or whether we're married or whether we're widowed, whatever the circumstance are, young, old, disability, full capacity, God can use us in his service if we completely submit to his will. God wants us to seek him while he's able to be found. God wants us to look for and be open to and sensitive to the Spirit of God that is speaking to each and every one of us, because he speaks to us on a regular basis because God lives on the inside of us. We don't have to go afar off. He speaks to us. But if we're sensitive to the Spirit of God, we can hear him and then be obedient where we can follow where he leads us. So in these last times, this scripture also comes to me, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And sometimes it kind of troubles you a little bit when you see the direction that our nation is going in, where they're allowing everything that's ungodly to become a law. Well, God wants us to continue to pray, because if we as the saints of God, the cunning women, the praying women, the mourning women, don't cry out for sin and mourn for sin,
then the nation and all of the people are going to be lost, and we're going to have to suffer along with the unrighteous because we're subject to those who have rule over us. And since our leaders, our president, our House of Representatives, our Senate, these folks have rule over. They are the ones who finally make the laws and pass on the laws, no matter what the people may want. They've got a way of getting the laws through that they want to get through. But because if God is the God of heaven and earth, the true living God is our God, our nation will be blessed if we follow after God. So we're going to have to do a whole lot of praying and fasting and seeking, and it's time
come
for
on,
us
come
to
on, come
work
on.
The more in the spirit. I heard the apostle say on last night, it's time out for backbiting. I don't care about my title, and I got a lot of them, but that's not going to guarantee me a seat in the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
What's going to guarantee me my reservation is if I lived a righteous life, have I been obedient to God, have I done all that he's assigned upon my hands and heart to do for my individual ministry, and then have I been faithful in whatever ministry that I find myself in and whoever is over me. So I want to plead with the women. It's time for us to take up a wailing and to cry out to God. It's time for us
to come on, Mother.
God is calling for righteous women to stand up. Don't use the excuse I'm single. Don't use the excuse that I'm a real mother. Don't use the excuse that I had a bad marriage. Don't use the excuse that my marriage is not the very best. We are still women of God, and God has given us a place in his ministry, glory to God, that we are able to reach. We were taught just not long ago that there are some people that are only going to be saved by our voice alone. There are some people that's only going to be delivered because of our personal ministry into that person or group of people. So we're going to have to be busy about the Lord's business. And I don't have time for a whole lot of tradition. I mean, there's some traditions that we have to hold to, but there's a whole lot of traditional ritualism that we spend time doing when we should be out seeking souls so that we can be wise. Glory to God. I'm going to leave space for somebody else because I'm happy in this office right now. Glory to God. God is a good God, and I love him. And because I love him, I've dedicated my life to the service of the Lord. And that's another testimony in itself. And Apostle Robinson is here today because the voice of God spoke to me and told me who he was and what his mission in life was going to be. So that put me in a certain spot in order to be the kind of mother for the kind of leader God was preparing. I had to do some things. I had to get rid of some things. I had to get rid of some folks. I had to deny everybody and everything that came against the will and the word of God. It caused a separation in my family. It caused from family members. It caused me to be ostracized. It caused me to be isolated. But in all that doing, God let me know that I was so precious to him that I was not alone. For he promised never to leave me, and he's never left me. These 43 years that I have been filled with the Holy Ghost, don't mistake me. I haven't done everything right. That don't mean I didn't make mistakes and had to repent. That doesn't mean that I haven't fallen short. But I found out that each time that I repented and went to God and was honest with God and opened up to God, God made me that much stronger so that I was able to stand the next storm. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hey, come on.
Wonderful.
Wonderful and very wise answer. That's wisdom, y'all. I love wisdom.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Missionary Bobby Smith, I want you to tell the women's, what is the Lord is saying to the women out there all over the world that's a single mother at a young age to be into representatives into the church with the gospel of Jesus Christ?
I would love to tell you that it is most imperative that you walk in the truth. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth, and that's found in John 17:17.
Yes.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth,
and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. What I have to say to the young women out there, single young mothers out here trying to make it, the only way that you will make it in this life is through God.
Yes.
God said in his word that he is the truth, he is the way, and he is the life. Without God, you're not going to make it out here. Everything going to revert right back to going to God.
Mm-hmm.
What I found in my young life, raising four children as a single parent, it ain't always been easy. But once I gave all my worries and cast all my cares upon the Lord, he has taken magnificent care of me and my children. He has showed me time and time again that God is on my side and that heaven has my back. And
yes.
Through him, I can do all things.
All things.
Is through God that if we learn how to walk in the truth and embrace the truth, because God searches for, it requires the truth on the inward parts, you can make it, walking in that truth and walking in that light and being the light of the world. See, one thing about it, each child that you have has a special gift.
Yes.
You don't may not know what it is, but when you fast and pray and read the word of God with your children, that gift starts to come up. You begin to see who they are. See, one thing, as a single mother, we have to be very careful in everything that we do. Everybody we talk to, the men we associate with, and all them kind of things, because they don't just come into our lives, they come into the lives of our children.
Amen.
We have to be ever so mindful and careful of the choices and decisions that we make, because they don't just affect us, they affect everyone around us. And I'm here to admonish all women, all single parents, men or women, to just go to God in prayer and seek his face. You have to lay prostrate into the face of the Lord and ask God to lead and guide you into all truth. Because his word is the truth. It is the way and it is the life. And I find that, you know, being a missionary now and being a mother of four children, my oldest daughter, you know, your kids look up to you. They watch everything that you do.
Yes,
that's
they
do. That's why you have to be ever so careful. Now, I haven't always been in church. And so quite naturally, they see me do in different phases of life. But I thank God that he's been always mindful of who I am and who he created me to be. The Bible says that we were created in his image and in his and for his glory. So all my confidence is in God. I know when I'm weak that he is made strong, because I know that I'm limited in what I can do. And and every single mother knows that we need a limitless resource. When we're not married and we're out here by ourselves, we need something that we can go to on a regular basis in it, through our tests and our trials and our tribulations, through day-to-day life, amen? Having children is a day-to-day thing.
Yes.
So I just thank God for knowing who we are. When young women, be mindful that God knows who you were. He called you by name when you was yet in your mother's womb. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So I'm here to admire you in all that you do, to acknowledge God in all of your ways, and he will direct thy path. That's what the word of God says. The word of God tells us in all of thy ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So I'm telling you, on tonight, it is my sincere prayer that you go to the word of God, and when you open it up, you ask God to lead you and to guide you to where he will have you to go. And he will tell you what scripture to read, what passage to read, and everything. God thought of everything, because everything was already here when you were birthed into this world. That's how great and awesome God is. God wants the very best for your life. He wants you to know that he's on your side and that he knows, sees, and hears everything. Nothing is hidden from him, because he knows the heart of man. He knows exactly what you need. And in these end times, we need that limitless resource. We need inside of us that tells us where to go, what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Amen? So therefore, I seek God the more on a day-to-day basis, not only for myself, but for others, as God lays it upon my heart. And I thank God on tonight, because he is just, he's just awesome and just so magnificent in all his ways. And I appreciate him the more, because he knows exactly who I am. That's what we need. We need his divine revelation in our lives. We need his limitless resource in our lives, so that we can come up in this world and be all that he has called us to be in this time. And just remember that
you know, God only wants us to praise him. He wants us to praise him the more, to thank him the more, and to be more grateful in this season. Thank God for what you do have. Hallelujah. If we thank God for what we already have, then he's more amped to give us more. It's just like when we're dealing with our children. If you give your child something and they don't act, then they act unappreciative. They don't want it, or they always got something negative to say about it. Instead of just saying thank you, I appreciate it, then you're more out. If they were thankful and appreciative of what you did give them, you're more in tune with it, and you're more out to give them more the next time. Amen.
That's right.
So it's just like when you're on a job and you're working and you're doing what the boss do it tell you to do with a smile on your face, regardless of whatever. And that boss will look at you when it's time to get that raise, then you're going to have to get it, and probably a little
Come
bit
on,
more.
Girl.
You might even get a promotion because
Come
you were
now.
Thankful for what you already have.
Girl,
we
you
have
better,
to learn to thank God and grateful in this season and to give God all the praise and glory and honor that is due to his holy and righteous name. So I'm going to move on out the way to make room for somebody else.
Amen.
Let the Lord have his way, girl. You better come on. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, my. Oh, God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Apostle Chase, I want you to begin to speak to the women who's going forth in 2011 that's in ministry, that's in position in the fivefold ministry. I want you to begin to say to them what the Lord is saying to them for 2011.
Amen. Can I give a preempt to that?
As
missionary was talking, so many things came up in my spirit. God was just bringing so much before me because she was speaking so out of the heart of God, so out of the mind of God for his daughters in this season. I'm just sitting here in my room trying not to tear something up because I'm like, thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? For having me on your mind to remind me of my purpose and of my destiny and for me to know that my labor has not been in vain. Come on, somebody needs to give God some glory right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord God.
The scripture that came to me was this. The 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, which says this, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Amen. So we got to be mindful. Thank God. She said, one of the things she said that really stuck out to me was, thank God for what you do have. We focus so much on what we don't have, we forget. We forget what God has already provided.
Come on.
So we got to learn how to just keep thanking God and keep it moving because, you know, if he provided that, he's going to provide more. Don't worry about the lack. God said, I got you. He said, I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I am the God of this universe. Your father is rich, so you ain't lacking and wanting for nothing. Amen. I just wanted to throw that out because, you know what, somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to get to that point. You know what, I need to turn my complaining into a praise.
Amen.
I need to turn my murmuring into meditating on the goodness of God in my life. Could have been dead, could have been out on the street, could have been a whole lot of places, but here I am, still in the midst, in the land of the living, to give God glory. Somebody needs to praise him right there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My
Lord
God, as I was sitting and I was listening, Mother Newsom, God bless you. So good to hear your voice, woman.
Bless
God.
You, Apostle.
You know, I love wisdom. I love wisdom.
Me
I
too.
Love wisdom.
Me too.
But I love you. You need elderly people around you. I'm telling you. You
oh,
need
Jesus,
them.
Jesus.
You got to draw from that strength, draw from that well of wisdom.
Jesus.
I thank God. Amen. Pastor Tashana, for having her on the line tonight, because you know what? We need that, for real. We going to make it. Going into 2011 and beyond, we don't need to draw from the wells of wisdom that God has left here for us. Amen.
Amen.
So I praise God for being on here, woman of God. But as I was sitting here and I was listening to Mother Newsom, I was listening to Missionary Smith, God began to speak to me, and he deals with me in words, and he gave me the word queen. As we talking to queens tonight, how many of y'all know y'all royalty?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
How many of y'all know y'all queens?
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Royalty.
It's time out for accepting less than our best. It's time out for us to come into what's beneath us. Come on. Our Father is the King of Kings.
Jesus.
Glory.
So God began to deal with me about the word queen, and I said, okay. I said, God, what you say? And he said, in this season, daughters of God, and particularly to those of us that are in ministry, that's going forth, greater doors are getting ready to open for us to walk into, to release the word of life, to bring resurrection, restoration, and deliverance to God's people. But we gotta know this going in. We gotta be able to celebrate the queen within.
Amen.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Amen.
You got to know how to celebrate the queen within.
Yes.
You got
come
to
on,
stay
come
focused on the queen that you are. A lot of times we give of ourselves and we deplete ourselves so much that we forget that, you know what? What God is pouring out of us, it belongs to us too. And so we never drop them. We end up giving it all away. But make sure
Jesus.
You keep yours for you before you get the rest of it away.
Celebrate
the queen with you. Make sure your queen is together.
All right.
Make sure your queen is together as you going forth and you speak in life and you doing the will of God that He has set you on this earth to do. And this is the acronym that He gave me for the word queen for us. So y'all get ready to write this down because you're gonna need it.
Amen.
Write the word queen down, and I'm gonna give you the acronym. And God said this to me. He said, tell my daughters they have to be quick in understanding eternal empowerment is near. Now, if y'all need me to repeat it, let me know.
Please do.
Repeat it.
We need to be quick in understanding eternal empowerment is near.
Wow. Wow.
So that don't make no sense. I don't know what that means. What that means is this. We got to know how to draw from the Spirit of God in whatever situation or circumstance that we are in. We got to remember that we're never alone. We got to remember that we are equipped with everything that we need to complete the task that God has set before us.
Yes, Lord.
And understand that it is not temporal. It's not a temporary thing. It's eternal.
Eternal. Wow.
It's eternal. So it's not just here today, gone tomorrow. If God give it to me right now, it's with me for the rest of my born days.
Hallelujah.
Come on. That's good.
When God gave His word to us, He didn't speak it just for the moment.
Jesus.
He's spoken to us eternally because God is an eternal God. Amen.
Amen.
And because we are eternal beings, when God speaks to us, His word is eternal. And I think somewhere down the line we have got that mixed up because we suffer from short-term memory loss. But let's just be honest.
Yes.
You better come on.
We talk good as long as things is on the up and up, as long as God
all
is...
Right.
On His blessings, we can give God praise, give God
glory.
And let things take a turn for the worse. Where is your praise then? He said, I will always be with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So no matter where you are, in good times, bad times, up, downs, up times, down times, whatever, God said, I am always there because He's an eternal God.
Yes, He is.
How to give Him eternal praise, tapping into our eternal resource within.
Yes, God.
God is so good, and I'm going to get off the line because I got to go. I just wanted to drop this word, but I also want to let us know for 2011, God said it's a year of transition. It's a year of change. So
hallelujah.
That all of the hell, all of the turmoil that you've been through in 2010 was the same for 2011. So tomorrow night at midnight, make sure you dropping off the jump. 2010 can't go into 2011 with you.
All right.
You can't go into 2011 with the same mindset. You can't go into 2011 carrying the same old baggage. God,
oh, God. Oh, God.
The blessings, the promises that God has made, God said in 2011 will be released. But if you're not prepared, if you're not ready to receive, you will miss it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Your outlook got to change. The way you worship got to change. Whatever God is challenging you right now to change, whatever he is saying to let go of, go ahead and let it go because God has greater.
Yes.
Greater.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh,
oh,
God.
God.
Greater.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has greater.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh,
to you that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let go of the foolishness of the world to embrace the greater eternalness of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
And I'm sensing in the spirit, and I got to get off this phone, but I'm sensing in the spirit, some of y'all on here have been desiring and praying and seeking God for a long time about some about certain things. God heard you the first time. You time you made the petition. Now you need to get prepared to receive it. You need to get prepared to walk in it. You need to get prepared to go.
Glory, glory, glory.
Jesus.
Ain't no more time for wonder. Well, God, did you hear me? Ain't no more time for having to remind God. God does not suffer like we do for short-term memory loss. He is a God that remembers. And God said, I'm remembering my daughters.
Thank
yes,
you.
He does.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Well, God, exit out of 2010 and go into 2011. Go into 2011 with a mindset of change.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
When God says change, change. How God says change, change.
Yes.
Don't fight the process. Just do it.
Amen.
My God.
Just do it. Just do it. And there's two scriptures that I want to read before I get off the line. And I don't know who these are for. But if it's for you, just say amen and receive it. And it's Romans chapter 8, verse 1. And it says, therefore, and I'll read from the Amplified version.
Come on. Come on.
Therefore. Hello. Hold on a second, y'all. Because my phone has to crack. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. We can hear you.
Amen. I'm reading from the Amplified version. And it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation, no judging guilty of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the spirit. What God is saying to you, women of God, is this. Stop blaming yourself. Stop holding on to the pain of yesterday. Stop holding on to the mistakes yesterday. Because you are now in Christ, all of that has been washed away.
Jesus.
Which makes you a rightful candidate for what God has promised you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you got to have the right mindset. And then real quick, turn over to John. St. John, chapter number 3, verse 8. And this is the key right here. Now, we get excited over the word, but there's always a catch to us receiving God's word. And the scripture says this, and again, I'm reading from the Amplified. He said, he who believes in him, who clings to, trusts in, relies on him, is not judged. He who trusts in him never comes up for judgment. For him there is no rejection, no condemnation. He incurs no damnation. But he who does not believe, cleave to, rely on, or trust in him is judged already. Y'all hear what God is saying?
Amen.
Talking this.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord God.
What scripture was that?
The point is, all God is requiring of you, all he wants you to do is just believe.
Yeah.
Come on.
He ain't asking you to do nothing else. He wants you just to simply believe.
what he has promised you. He's going to bring to pass. He's not a man that he should lie. He's the son of man that he should repent. God don't speak a thing out of his mouth that he don't intend to make manifest.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's God's word. So we got to believe and hold on to the promises of God. So after 2011, we got to go in with a mindset of change and transition because we've already been through the preparation process to receive the promise.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen, and I'm done. I'm done. God bless
you.
Thank you so much for inviting me tonight. I'm sorry I got to get off so early. We got to go. But I love y'all so much. And if I can talk to y'all before the new year, let me pronounce over you a blessed and overflowing, prosperous new year in every area of your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God.
I receive it. Amen. I receive that.
In every area.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Receive it, woman of God, and be blessed. I love y'all so much. Keep us in prayer.
All right.
Yeah.
God bless
you. Love you too, woman of God. God bless you. Love you too, woman of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Praise God. Good night, woman of God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 All I just want to say while we all on the airwaves is GL. I know y'all want to scream, but the one was on the airwaves. Oh my God! Oh my.
Oh
God.
Yes!
So
oh yes!
So much confirmation in what we heard on Tuesday night. Oh God! I've been holding this in the whole time she's talking, but now, girl, hey, oh my God! Oh my God! This is so much confirmation for what we heard on Tuesday night. This Apostle Michael Robinson was on here last night, told us Tuesday night at Greater Liberty Temple Deliverance. He told us that the Lord is moving it to down there for transition, transformation. And my God, and this woman came on here, another apostle, and was one with the Lord and two as well, and said the same thing. I almost stole this computer. I almost stole this phone because I am horrible. I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
All I can say is computer talk. OMG. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Oh,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Jesus, my God.
It's established.
Hey, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Glory
to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Woo, Jesus.
Thank you.
Evangelist Daphne Rubby, she's on the air right now.
I'm here. You hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, praise God, woman of God. I want you to begin to say what the Lord has given you for the women as well for 2011.
Hallelujah. You know, just been blessed by the woman of God. I didn't get a chance to get her name.
Her name is Apostle Denise Chase.
Okay. Glory to God. Let me get my pen. I'm looking for, you know how you're looking for something and you're really trying to get the scripture, but I know there's a scripture for the daughters of Zelophehad. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And there wasn't a male heir, but because they stood next in line for the blessing. Moses, they went to Moses, and they told Moses that our father did not have an heir, a male heir.
Girl, you better come on.
But he said because, they told him because they stood next in line for the blessing. And Moses had to tell the people because they were right and the fathers did not have an heir, they had to release the blessing, the inheritance, the daughters of Zelophehad. I am telling you that as a daughter's God, a daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we're next in line for the blessed. And the woman of God blessed me so because, you know, 2010, as we enter into this end of this year, it has been a year of trials. It's been a year of tests. It's been a year of transition for all of us. But let me start by saying this, God. I just want to thank you, first of all, for just allowing me to be on this call with these awesome women of God. God, I just ask even that you would just step in as I move aside and have your way in the name of Jesus. And I ask in Jesus' name, amen. We have the women, Evangelist Tashada, the other women that's on the call, you all can identify with from as far as back as the year 2000, how you have been in transition, how you have been seeking, how you've been inquiring, how you've been asking God, how you've even been going to other leaders and asking them, even hoping somebody had a word for you from the Lord. But all along, as you went in, as even getting into the year, this end of this year, you have found in your seeking, in your inquiring, in your asking, your study time, that God has been talking to you. He has not overlooked you. He has released a blessing to you. He has released a blessing over you. And it's not by happenstance that the woman of God spoke a blessing over us as she got off the phone. My pastor, Dr. Andre, even last week, just declared a blessing on the people of God that everything that anybody has spoken against you is broken. Every curse has been spoken against you.
Oh, my God.
Every
negative word
has been spoken against you has been broken. Everybody that said that you was not or you could not or you did not or you are not, that's been broken. The declaration, the Bible lets us know that when we decree a thing, it shall be established.
Yeah.
So when we decree the word of God, and just like the woman of God said, even in the book of Romans, there is therefore no condemnation, and I love that Amplified Bible. There is nothing that you have gone through, anybody has said to you, or anything that has come against you. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, and we all share ourselves to be in Christ Jesus. We do not walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. And I just thank God for that scripture, because we find ourselves that we don't find ourselves now walking after the dictates of our flesh anymore, because the first thing we find ourselves doing is asking God, is this what he wants? We find ourselves asking the Holy Ghost to lead us. We find ourselves thanking Jesus for even shedding his blood. We find ourselves inquiring things in the Spirit and not in the flesh anymore, because we want to continue to stay in right standing with God. We want to continue to stay in right standing in our hearts and in our spirits and in our souls when it comes to the word of God. Because, you know, when we speak the word, because we believe the word lets us know that he's never left without a witness, and we have the witnesses in our spirit. And it's the word of God, because it's nigh us, it's even in our mouth. And because we have the power of God living on the inside of us, we can speak that word, and we can expect the blessing, because the Bible lets us know in Mark 11:22-23-24, we shall have whatsoever we say. So we got to say what we want from God. And God lets us know, as long as we're in right standing with him, we can act. If our hearts are in right standing with God, not in right standing with all the things of this world, but in right standing with God, hallelujah.
Yes,
if we are in right standing with God, we can ask God what we want, and he said he will release it to us. And there's nothing that God will withhold from us that walk up right before him. And even the woman of God, as she got off the phone, I'm talking about, I'm going to say about this about myself personally. 2010 has been a year where there has been attack after attack after attack. But I am reminded of the Bible when Jesus went to Peter and told Peter, Satan desires to sift you and have you as wheat. But I already prayed for you that your faith would not fail you. And if you anybody know what being attacked by the enemy, being attacked by people that the enemy has sent against you, being attacked by people that you thought were close to you, being attacked by people on your job, people that don't even know you. But Jesus let us know, offenses must come, but know that I have already prayed for you and that your faith would not fail. Now, if we know Jesus have already prayed for us, that's the most powerful prayer that anyone can ask for, that the Son of God have already prayed for the women of God. And because he said it in his word, all we got to do is please him and not please man. When we please in God, he loves the fact that we'll take our time to please him and not please anybody else. He loves the fact that we'll call on him before we call on anybody else. He loves the fact that we'll seek him for the answers and we ain't seeking other people for the answers. He loves the fact that we would even get to the point where we can say, Lord, I know I was wrong. I repent. I was not in right standing with you at this time. But he loves the fact that when we come to him, because he said in his word that he will reward the diligent that seek him. And if we come to him, we must believe first that he is God. Hallelujah. And
yes,
we believe that he is God and all the things that he has said in his word. And that scripture that says there are many things that have not even been written, hallelujah, in the word of God. All those things that God said that we shall do, the greater things, I just thank God, hallelujah, for the platform of the he's given Evangelist Tashana with the telephone, hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
With the computer and with so many other things that God has allowed her to do, an open door. Because you can remember, I believe in the book of 1 Corinthians and 15, when Paul says there are many open doors for you, the effectual doors that are open for you, but there are many adversaries, hallelujah, behind those doors. Meaning
yes,
there are many people, there are many enemies that will try to stop you from going forth. How many of you have tried and seemed like you wasn't making any headway in the spirit, but you find out, hallelujah, as you kept on pressing on, as you kept on leaning on Jesus, as you
yes,
kept on calling on his name, as you kept on reading your word, as you kept on studying, as you kept on praying and seeking him in the spirit, he let you know each time, that is the woman of God said, he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He said he would not leave us as orphans. He left the Holy Spirit as our teacher. He left the Holy Spirit as our guide. He left the Holy Spirit to give us all truth. And God, I just thank you for this phone call on tonight. I am telling you that even going into 2011, I put on my status on Facebook, no cowards and no excuses. We cannot continue to be scared and afraid that we know that he has not given us a spirit of fear. We cannot be cowards. We got to be able to go into the enemy's camp just like they did in the book of Deuteronomy, and we got to spoil the enemy, meaning we got to take everything the enemy has taken from us. It's time to go back and take everything, not just the things. I'm talking about those things in your mind, the things in your heart, the things in your spirit, those things that we have so oddly set by and just let the enemy take from us because we didn't feel we were strong enough to fight for it. Amen?
Yes.
Amen, Jesus.
Yeah, because
you,
God has given us, if he's given us the keys, hallelujah, if he's given us the doors, if he's given us the leeway to do things, if he's given us power over the enemy, what are we afraid of? 2010 has been a year where we have been getting positioned for transition. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy.
Amen. And 2011 is going to be the year where the paradigm shift has taken place, and we will no longer be on the outside looking in, but we'll be right there having a front seat because we are already seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We'll be sitting in the front seat. We'll be moving in synchronization with the Holy Spirit. You ever see those when the Olympic shows come on and they have those synchronized swimmers in the water and they all moving in the same way? That's how we're going to be in 2011. We're going to be synchronized with the Holy Spirit. Before the Holy Spirit can even talk to you in your spirit, you already moving because you feel the shift, because you feel the movement, because you feel God talking, because you feel God saying something, because you feel God moving in the way you've never felt him move before. Before it's already all said and done, before the pastor even get up and get the mic in his hand, the Holy Spirit is going to begin to move. Before the music gets started, the Holy Spirit is already moving. Before anything gets started, God has already spoken
Glory
to our spirit,
to
and we're in a paradigm shift. And the paradigm shift means nothing is going to be like it was before. Everything is changing, meaning business as usual is no longer accepted. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And we're going to be moving. Not we're going to be moving. We are moving. Hallelujah. We are moving with the paradigm shift. We are moving with the Holy Spirit. We are moving with the voice of God. Because the Bible lets us know that he would not leave us ignorant of anything.
That's it, Lord. Jesus.
And everything that he has opened up to us, he has given it to us in the spirit realm. And we get in the spirit, we already know what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. I was just reminded of the scripture with the daughters of Zelophehad and how they thought that they would not receive an inheritance. But if I had anything to say to the women of God on tonight, I would say 2011 will be the year that you will receive your inheritance in an abundant soul, according to Ephesians 3:20.
Amen.
Before you even say it, it's already done.
Yeah.
Before you even speak it, it's already done. Some of you guys are already even thinking stuff in your spirit, and it's happening just as you think it.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming to just as you even think it. Before you even ask God for it, it's already done. Before a bill needs to be paid, the money is coming. Before situations need to be worked out, it's already worked out.
Yeah,
before you thought you had to labor long in the area, you don't have to. It's because of your heart status with God. And if your heart status God is right. Everything that we ask him is already done. We've been taught, and I don't know about anybody else, we've been taught in the last 5 years, I can say it, five being a number of grace, we have allowed tradition and religion to shape the way that we do things according to God. But it has not. We don't have to. When it comes to that religion, the Bible lets us know, Paul told the people of God that because of your traditions, you have made the word of God a non-effect. And we can no longer let tradition and religion overcrowd the relationship that you have with God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I would just say to the woman of God, is Santia on the phone? Is Evangelist Wallace on the phone?
And is Santia, are you on the air?
She
was on the air. I think she got off. I think Evangelist Santia got off.
Oh, okay. Okay. But yeah, in the book of Deuteronomy, the second chapter. When the Lord had spoke to Moses, he said, "You have roamed around this mountain country long enough.
Mm-mm.
It's time to turn in a different direction." It's time to stop doing the same, just going away around and around and around in the same situation happening over and over and over again. You got to turn that when the paradigm shifts, that means things are changing.
My God.
That means things are changing. God has already showed you where to possess the land at. He's already showed you where to go take possession of it at. He's already told you what to do and everything else. So some people you're going to have to shake off and let go. Some places you ain't going to be able to go to no more, because God is lining you up with people that's going to be able to shift you in the right direction in the spirit realm when it comes to your success in the spirit. The Holy Spirit is already doing what he was designed and called to do in our lives. But we can go around and dwell in the same place over and over and over again and expect God to do something different. We serve a God that don't do things the same way over and over again. He said, "I'm the same God and I change not." But he told Moses, "You can't keep on going around." He said, "Y'all done took what I said was going to be 11 days. Y'all done made out of a 40-year journey."
My God. Now, first of all,
you're going to stay right here. You can't keep on staying right here and expecting me to do something. Faith without works is dead, so you got to move.
Man.
Come on.
You got to move. You're expecting God to do something different. I hear people say, if you want God to do something he's never done, then you got to do something you ain't never did.
That's right.
So we can't continue to stay in the same place. I'm going to break it down like this. You can't continue to keep on preaching to the same old people and expect them to hear you if they don't want to go and they ain't going where you're going.
That is the truth.
That's people in the church. That's people in your family. That's your friends. That's the people that you've been preaching the same thing to for the past 5 years. These sisters that's in these relationships that ain't going nowhere, they don't want to get up out of it because they
They are afraid of being left alone. But they don't realize it. If they don't have God, they are left alone.
That's the truth.
That's right. That's right.
We cannot continue to keep on saying the same thing over and over again and then expect people to hear you if their hearts ain't in the right place.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Progression means that you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to move forward in order to go forward. You got to take a step forward, and you can't keep on going backwards if you want to change. What happened to Lot's wife? He told him to get your family out of here, but what did she do? She looked back. And we got to stop looking back. Amen.
Yes, amen. Yes, Lord. Help us, oh God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Powerful, powerful, powerful word, woman of God, to the people. Hallelujah. We actually only got the owner of the radio show only gave me extra 30 minutes because last night we went over. He told me, I told him we're going to need the extra 30 minutes because actually this is the time I'm really supposed to be off the air, but they gave us the 7:30, so we got 30 more minutes left. And after that, we're going to have to get off the air. Hallelujah. But I told them I just went with faith, and I thank God for favor because they really don't give nobody 30 minutes. They only give you a whole hour, and that's it, and they'll cut you off. But I thank God for favor. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Allow me to get favor
God.
Last night for thank me to get favor on today. Hallelujah. Because,
thank
see,
you,
whenever somebody knows you're doing the work of the Lord said the king's heart is in the hand as the Lord of rivers of water.
Yes.
He turned away whatever way he will. He said that if a man way please him, even make your enemies at peace with him. The Bible says if you grab wisdom not to understand it, tie it around your neck, wear it like a necklace.
Yes.
God will give you a favor with God, man, and people.
Hey,
so I thank
on.
God for the favor to give me an extra 30 minutes on tonight. Hallelujah. We have one more evangelist to come forth on tonight, and then I'm going to let the apostle just close out with some words on tonight. I know it's queens with riches, but queens have to sometimes just hear what the king has to say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm just going to let him close us out on tonight and say what the Lord has said to us on tonight. But I want evangelist Gene Neville to come forth and say to the single women out there who feel single or that's been married or feel that they need someone to go forth I wanted to say whatever God has given up for 2011 for all the single women. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And I just want to say to the single woman, it's just to trust God in this season, even the more, and that it's worth the wait. I just want to let you know that God is approving your faith in this season. And Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Message Bible says the fundamental fact of existence under everything that makes life worth living. It's a handle on what we can't see. And so my word is just, again, is just to trust God in this season and know that it is worth the wait. Be blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. I just want to just thank God for all the women of God on tonight. I want to thank God for Mother Newsom on tonight, coming, starting us off with the wisdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
God,
she just went
God.
In there. I'm telling you, I thank you, Mother Newsom. I'm telling you, I love wisdom. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:26, to acquire wisdom is to love oneself. So I love the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and I love Songs of Solomon. I love Lamentations. I love all the wisdom of God, and I love to just listen to you. I love when you testify. I love when you dance. I just love wisdom. It's wonderful.
Oh,
it's like food for your soul. Hallelujah. And then when you kicked in that wisdom, Missionary Bobby came in, and she preached that word. And when Missionary Bobby came in, Apostle Chase came in and confirmed everything we heard on Tuesday night, got us all super excited for the new year. And then after Apostle Chase, Evangelist Daphne came on in and let us know what the Lord is saying. And then Evangelist Jesus came in and told us, well, just to have faith in this season. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I thank God for this radio show tonight. I thank God for all the women of God who's
thank
on
you,
here on tonight, who's representing the kingdom of God, queens with riches, set in heavenly places. I thank the woman of God, Apostle Tay, for saying that we are queens, walking our royalty. I've been saying this for the whole year 2010, and everybody know that we are queens with riches, set in heavenly places, walking in greatness. We can be found in our seated position in God and walking in our destiny. We are moving forward, and we won't be stopped. There's something in our future, and it looks much better than it looks right now. We're beautiful women of pain and wealth. That's from Proverbs 11:16, the New Living Translation. when David, when his family got kidnapped to Ziklag, and he had to go get his wife, he asked the Lord, shall I pursue? And the Lord said, you shall pursue, and you shall recover it all. So this is what the Lord is saying to the women of God. We going to recover it all. We walking in transition. We walking in overflow. We walking in excellence. We walking in greatness, and we're walking in success. Hold your head up high. And know that your help comes from the hills, which come in all of your help. That your help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. Know that everything you touch is blessed, and that the blessings shall overtake you, because you are blessed in the cities. You are blessed in the fields, and you are blessed in when you come and when you go. And no longer will you be the lender, but you will be doing the lender and not the borrower. And enemies come one direction of you and scatter from you as seven, knowing that all is well, even when you think the promise is dead. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I just thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, oh, my God, I know tomorrow is going to be off the mega chain. Oh, come on. I was just telling some of the sisters, we've been having church all week, on Sunday, on Tuesday at Bible class, on Wednesday on the radio, on Thursday on the radio. I know tomorrow just going to be the icing on the cake for the new year. Hallelujah. Expecting God to do something on tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm walking in there looking for a supernatural miracle. I'm putting my Jacob mode on, and I'm not going to let God go until he bless me and do everything that I need him to do. Hey, God.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
2011, we should move forward, move forward, move forward. I love that when she talked about Lot, Evangelist Daphne, and began to talk about Lot. See, when you move forward, you won't be stopped because you ain't got time to look back. It's kind of like when you're driving on that highway. When me and Missionary Vaughn, whenever we go out of town, I said, the word of God is like the highway. The power of God is like the highway. When you're driving, you ain't got time to turn your head around and look backwards. But all you got to do is move forward and move forward. And move forward and don't be stopped. Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
All right, hey, God.
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
I came too far to let the devil take me back now. I don't know
about
you. I came too far not to let the devil take me back. Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Too far. I feel that all up in my soul. Transition, transformation. I call it the triple T's, baby. Transformation and transition. And I'm walking in all that in 2011. We're being the queen that I am. Hey, God. I said there's four things that the Lord wanted to do in 2011. One, to be in preparation like Esther. Two, to work for the kingdom of God like Ruth. Three, to be about your father's business just like Rachel. And when you're doing all three, you ain't got no choice but to be number four. To be a philanthropist just like Tabitha in the book of Acts. And if one of you don't know what philanthropist is, it means just like Oprah Winfrey, a rich and wealthy woman. But some of yours going to be better because you're going to be working for the kingdom of God. And your cup will never run empty. Your cup will run over.
Oh,
and his goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I'm excited, Missionary Bobby. I'm excited.
All right.
Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm so ready. I'm so ready. I'm so ready for what God is going to do. I'm so excited about what he's going to do. I'm telling you, I'm excited.
Jesus.
Walk in your royalty, women. Walk in your excellence. Walk in your prosperity. Not another day. Don't you worry about nothing. Who cares what anybody say about you? Who cares of talking about you? Because your haters make you greater. They make you greater. They're your biggest motivators. And if you really want to know, they really some participators because they participate in your life to talk about you. They're your biggest fan club. So you begin to start signing autographs for them, baby, because you're going higher. So I'm just excited. I am ready for what God is going to do.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to let the apostle begin to come in and say what God has given it for all the women of God. Apostle, I just want you to just begin to speak to all the women of God that spoke on tonight, all of them. Mother Newsom, Missionary Bobby, Evander Daphne, and Evander Jean begin to speak whatever God's giving you for them on tonight as they go up to 2011 because they was obedient to God. They could have said, you know, Evander Shana, Pastor Shana, Sister Shana, whatever. I don't feel like calling in tonight. I got something else to do, but they said no problem. And they called, and I could tell they've been studying His word because they spoke what the word of God says. And I just want you all tonight to begin to just go ahead and just speak blessings and whatever God give you over their life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you, great woman of God. It's such an honor to be on the line. We were in a beautiful program on last night. The Lord blessed us on the radio, and I thank God for the opportunity. I was just here to listen in, and I was so blessed by all of the rich word that came from these precious vessels of God. And so much confirmation we heard tonight about what the Lord is doing and the shift that God is getting ready to command in the atmosphere. And two, we're studying our position so that we can be in the place when God gets ready to pour out of His Spirit in this last hour. And only those that are in position is going to receive the things that God is getting ready to do. Now, while you all were going forth, we also said on, I think it was Tuesday night, that the Lord was canceling the spirit, the enemy spirit of condemnation that He's placed over the people of God. But what we have to remember, we, from this day forward, we don't want to be partakers and participating in the spirit of condemnation.
Amen.
That's what we attack one another, and we attack the character of one another. God gave me where He was speaking with David. And here again, if we want to be in the midst of the transition, the transformation, and the transfer that's getting ready to happen in 2011, we're going to have to be mindful of our mouth, because our mouth is going to be the instrument that either activates or that kills the transfer that God has coming for our lives. If you notice that David, praise God, David was a man after God's own heart. And he could not build the temple of God because he had innocent blood on his hands. Women of God, I want to remind you, as well if there's any men of God listening, whenever we carry, whenever we participate in any type of rumor, any type of attack on a person's character, on their life, any type of condemnation, we're actually murdering the spirit of that individual.
Amen.
And there's only so many things that God will allow us to take advantage of if we've been murderers. So we forfeit certain parts of the transfer. So from this point on out, we will not murder. We will not take part in the murder. We will not aid or assist in the murder of somebody's character, somebody's position, somebody's past, somebody's present. Instead, we're going to act as we are. We're going to be interceding. We're going to be praying, and we're going to be positioned so the same things that they experience, we won't have to experience. And if we line up with the word of God, we can just look. As I said last night, we can start checking our bank accounts, checking the mailbox, and we can begin to just wait and see what the Lord is going to do and how He's going to manifest in our lives. And I bet you it's about at least five people that's listening now that knows that your release is coming within the next year.
Yes,
God has
Lord.
Some things He's going to release and drop on you that's going to make the world bulge their eyes and say, what in the world is happening? It's only because you're positioning yourself to line up with the divine order of God, and there's no good thing the Lord is going to withhold from Him. And God also told me to share with us tonight, we're going to stop allowing what men and women say to be a place that occupies our emotions. Whatever people say, whatever people put out on us, I heard, I think Evangelist Daphne talking about it, whatever people, we need to stop wasting energy worrying about what people say. We need to walk in integrity. If those things are true, we need to make sure they're not true anymore. And if they were never true in the beginning, we need to stop letting it bother us. We need to walk in the integrity of God, walk in the spirit of holiness, hold our head up, and stop allowing the enemy to see what his words is doing to us. Because that's where he has authority in our life, when we show him that we have a weakness to things that he say. I don't know about anybody on the line, but I'm destined for greatness, and there's nothing that nobody can say that's going to deter my trip. I got purpose written all over my life, and it's there with favor, and there's nothing that the enemy can do. The Lord began to deal with me, and I'm going to share it with you. This year of greatness that we're walking into, God said, don't take nothing into the year that doesn't have greatness on it. I was looking for every piece of clothing, every piece of shoes, everything in my anything that looks like it's not up to par to excellence, I'm getting rid of it because that's taking up space for what God wants to do.
Hallelujah.
So if there's a shoe with a heel off of it, don't waste time taking it to no shop. Get rid of it. Make room for what God is getting ready to do because God is getting ready to do a greater thing. He's getting ready to do a more excellent thing. Praise God. And it's time for men and women to stand up and be men and women. Stop being tossed about by every wind and every doctrine. Get firm in the word of God. Get solid in the God that we serve that has proven himself to us over and over again. Stand in the authority of Jesus Christ. Start commanding things to happen in your atmosphere. Jesus didn't never stop his trip because of the storm. He stopped the storm because of his trip. So we got to understand that God has given us position. He's given us authority to command the folks and things that's around us to line up with the will of God. I know it's Queen's night, but y'all shouldn't have asked me to come on. But God is wanting us to move in an excellent way, a more excellent way.
Excellent.
And women of God, I honor you so much. I honor the God in you that you all are acknowledging God in your lives like this. And God said you all are doing nothing but setting yourselves up to be the cream of the crop in this last hour that God is getting ready to do. So I bless God for you all. I want you all to be. I know the people at the temple are got their seatbelts on because they're just ready for what's getting ready to happen on tomorrow night. There's been so much confirmation that's been on this line tonight, and I thank God. Associate Pastor, you're doing an awesome job. I thank God for you including Mother Newson in. She is the voice of wisdom, and we all thank God for her and love her. The other young women that's on the line from the temple, I know they're inspired. The other women that make up the kingdom of God everywhere, God bless you. Walk in your integrity. Know that you don't have to change nothing about you if you're already walking in the will of the Lord. As long as you're pleasing him, praise God, other folks just going to have to catch on to the bandwagon. But as long as you're pleasing God, walk in it, walk in it. And I wish I could get about five people on this line to believe that God is getting ready to bring you into a place of wealth next year that you've never experienced in your life before. Just five people. Just five people that believe that all of the hell you've been through in the last few years, God is getting ready to make it all pay off for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's getting ready to make it all pay off for you. Hallelujah. So keep on tithing. Keep on sowing to your men and women of God who's over your life. Keep on staying focused in the word. Quit wasting so much energy on, I can't believe they said that about me. Laugh at it. And thank God, at least you're on somebody's heart and mind. Just keep on going. Keep on going. Keep on going. If what they say again is not true, praise God, make sure it stays not true. If whatever they have said about you was true, make sure it's not true anymore and walk on in the integrity of God. Cancel condemnation over your life and tell yourself in the mirror every day, the best is yet to come for me.
Amen.
And believe God. I love each one of you. I thank God for this opportunity for the apostle to speak a little word in your lives. I appreciate God. There's a great transformation that's happening at the temple, and everybody who's a part of it, I thank God for you, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And to all of you that make up the body of Christ who's on the line, get ready for God to do a new thing in this area. But watch it now, because as you know, the number 11, not only does it mean that God is getting ready to do a shifting, but if you're not in the place of the shift, you miss out.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be the ones that miss out. Amen. We want to be in the shift. We don't want to be excluded from the shift because we're not in position. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. I love each one of you with the love of Jesus, and thank you again for this opportunity. I'm humbled for the opportunity to be able to share with you all. I love you. Associate Pastor, you're doing a wonderful job. All the saints of God, it's been a blessing to me both last night and tonight. It was just a joy to listen. And Sister Mika, I tell you, you bless me so. I have to make sure I have 2 pack of cookies for you because you bless me. That's my offering to you tonight. Hallelujah. God bless
Hallelujah.
All of you wonderful people of God. Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Apostle,
know that
I think I got to get her some cookies, too. She did so good. I think I ought to buy a Roxy burger or something.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless. Growth is phenomenal. Amen. So God bless you again, and I thank you for this opportunity to share with you all. Those that know the righteous prayers of the Lord, please pray for us and keep us held up before the presence of God. And the First Lady, in her absence, that she's not on the line, I'm sure that she shares her sentiments as well. And she's very godly, proud, and honored to work with such a group of women in this ministry. I tell you, I just thank God for you. You're doing a wonderful job.
Yes.
And all of you women who are on the wall, stay up there. You're doing good work, and don't come down for nothing and nobody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Such an awesome, wonderful word from God. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, I don't know about y'all queens, but I am excited on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get up on tomorrow. That's going to be like, I'm going to be like a kid on Christmas on my birthday. I can't wait to see what God is going to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all, I told everybody. And you know what? I just want to say something to my listeners. Last night, oh, my God, we had 700 listeners on last night. But I want to let y'all know we got 1,249 listeners over the airways over tonight.
Hallelujah.
And it don't even stop there. Because tonight is recorded. It's recorded every night. So somebody might come in on work and listen to it. Somebody might download it and listen to it. So your voices and your words is going to be heard all over the world. It's people in Jamaica, Afghanistan, Africa, Egypt, Alaska, all over there listening. It hits me up on a daily basis and tell me how this show blessed them. That's how the show is number 20 on Blog Talk. And do y'all not know that Blog Talk have over millions of shows? And not a lot of them is Christian. So to have this show, I am royalty number 20, and on it, it's a blessing from God. Hallelujah. And I thank God because I know they love these shows. Because people have been telling me all last night. I'm telling you, last night was so wonderful that people were still calling me and texting me. Oh, my God, I want more. I want more. We went in the second round last night. We had to call on another number so we can get some more food to what God was saying. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Lord. I praise
God for who he is and the love of my life. Oh, God, I thank God bless you, Apostle, for allowing me to never stop from doing whatever that God called me to do.
Amen.
You never stop me. You never hinder me. You will tell me that it's okay for me to do what God has put in my heart. So God bless you all the more for doing that. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God, I love my GL family on tonight. Y'all made me so proud, Mother Newson and
bless
Missionary
you.
Bobby and Evangelist Jean. Y'all made me so proud. Evangelist Daphne, it don't matter because you don't go to our church, but you still in the body. That's how you still my family. We go way back.
Amen.
You bless me on tonight. Sister Patricia and everybody who called in on tonight and all you viewers and listeners that are listening in, God bless you. I know that your life is going to be so elevated, and when you walk in your transition and your transfer and your transformations, I don't know about y'all, but on this morning, I sure did call my bank account. I sure did. I'm expecting something in my bank account. I'm even beginning to, even when I go to Dunkin' Donuts, I got to walk through an alley. I begin even looking in the corner to see, can I find a money bag in an alley?
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm looking everywhere.
Everywhere.
The deposit that God has given me. It might just look like, you remember, I like to get here from the Ravens. So when I see a bird, I'm like, hold up, bird. Do you got my money? Do you got my finances? Do you got my I'm telling you, in this season, expect the unexpected. Whatever you expect God to do, expect him just to do it. Just like that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do anybody have like 5 more minutes on the air? Do anybody have anything that they want to ask the women of God on tonight?
Evangelist Shana.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you asked the bird if it had your money. I believe Jesus pulled out something out the wall and it had some riches in it. It had enough to pay the tithe.
You better come on.
I believe when he told Peter and them to throw their net on the other side, they said, nevertheless, at your word, and they had more than enough. So I believe when we say we're serving the El Shaddai, that's the God of more than enough, then when Apostle said that if the shoes heal, it's come off of it, get rid of it. I'm telling you, just this week, I cleared out my closet. And
all
I got
right,
it.
Right.
Come on.
So you know, when God has you doing things that don't seem normal to you that you would normally do, then that means, you know, God gets ready to do something supernatural. And
yes,
then going
Lord.
Into 2011 is a year of an extraordinary year. And the rest of the years coming after that will be extraordinary years, because we serve the God of Ephesians 3:20 that can do it abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now, if it's something that we can ask above or think, now he can give us what we can't even fathom that he can give us. So that's just letting me know, get rid of the old stuff and get ready for some new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You
got
to
come on.
So God can give you some things. Get rid of the prayer you had 5 years ago so he can elevate your prayer life again.
Come on.
Get rid of that same old scripture you've been saying and try some more scriptures, because I'm telling you, if the power was in "He, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," then the power is going to be in also Ephesians 3:20. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that
you
ask or think. Now, I'm telling you, if in the beginning the Word was God and the Word was with God and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, then if that means if he and Jesus have made that abode in us, and we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, now that lets me know that we got the power to speak anything, and those things that are not will become as though they were. So I'm letting everybody know that's on the phone tonight. Get rid of the things that you can't, that you ain't got nothing to do with. Get rid of that past pants that you can't wear. Get rid of the shoes that's tight on your feet. Get rid of the attitude. In other words, get rid of the attitude. Get rid of the disrespect. Get rid of all those things that God is not pleasing to God, and try being more kinder. Try being more respectful. Try being more consistent, and try being more diligent in the things you do, and watch God do something awesome, because he's releasing the rules of engagement to us so that we can go into the enemy's camp and not only take back but keep all those things that God has given us. Amen?
Come on, girl. Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. We have like 5 more minutes left on tonight. Do anybody have a question they want to ask the women of God before we get off the airwaves on tonight? So anybody, so no one on the phone, I don't have any questions to ask the women of God or an apostle?
Okay, hallelujah. But I would just like to say praise the Lord. And, you know, this is Evangelist Cynthia. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue to allow God to use you to speak a word that ministers to his people. To God be the glory. That's all I can say. To God be the glory. Because he is definitely worthy to be praised. And I'm excited about your future and what God is going to do for you. And just excited about the move of God that's going on now. Because when we transition into 2011, it's just going to be even greater. So to God be the glory, I'm just listening in tonight. To God be the glory. God bless you all, women of God.
Amen.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you. That's
Amen.
My sister, Evangelist Santia. That's
yes,
another one of my
yes.
sisters. She'll call in anything that I have. This is my sister. She's a true sister, too. There's another big sister. She'll call in and support. I praise God for her.
Amen.
Well, I just want to say before the end of closing on tonight, God bless all you queens with riches sitting in heavenly places. I want
you
to know that you are the best. I want you to know that maybe there's only one you. Nobody can be you but you. Nobody can try to clone you, but they can't come close to you. That the Lord made
Amen.
You. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a masterpiece. You are the authentic, real deal of queenship to God. And I want
yes.
you to know you are valuable to God. You are better than the finest china. You are a ruby and a rare jewel. And I want you to hold your head high and know that God has your back. And whatever you want God to do, this, open up your mouth and begin to speak it and decree and declare the four winds and the atmosphere. Speak it to whatever and watch God doing in your life.
Yes,
I am your host, Pastor Tashana Riley. You have tuned into I Am Royalty Show. God bless all of my listeners on tonight. Get excited about 2011. If you go to somebody's church on tomorrow and just fellowship, and I just want you to know that the Lord hears and answers your prayers, and he bends down and listens to you. Psalms 116:1-2. I just want to thank God for Mother Newsom, Missionary Bobby Smith, Evander Daphne, Evander Santia, Evander Gina, Papa Michael Robinson, Missionary Amy Tyson, Missionary Gina. I just want to just praise God for everybody who's on the line on tonight. God bless you. And as we go, all go higher, I'm looking forward to praise reports soon, exceedingly and abundantly style. And that is one of my favorite scriptures of Evander Daphne, Ephesians 3 and 20. And I'm telling you, everything is Ephesians 3 and 20 in my life. Ask Missionary Bobby. Everything is Ephesians 3 and 20 in my life. So
everything.
I thank God for the confirmation. And we all go higher in God. Be blessed,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Agape!
You too.
God bless you.
Agape.